This afternoon, I just want to look at one aspect of giving an offering, but it is a very important aspect of giving an offering, of how we give an offering, and that is of making it acceptable to God. We're told by Paul in 1 Corinthians, if you turn with me please to 1 Corinthians 5, Paul tells us about how we are to keep the days of unleavened bread. And starting in verse 7, says, "Therefore purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." So we are commanded to keep these days with this unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. And if you take that to its conclusion, that means everything that is done within these days of unleavened bread has to be done with sincerity and with truth. Sincerity, genuine. And truth means it's got to be in accordance with God's word. We can see what the result is of giving offerings which are given with the leavened attitude, that of malice and wickedness. If you turn with me, please, to Isaiah. Isaiah 1. We can see what happens to the offerings that are given by those of the wrong mindset. They are offering what God commanded to be offered, but we can see here what God thinks of them. In Isaiah 1, verse 11, "To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me, says the Lord? I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed cattle. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or the lambs or goats. When you come to appear before me, who has required this of your hand to trample my courts? Bring no more futile sacrifices. Incense is an abomination to me." And then dropping down to verse 15, we'll just pick it up here. "When you spread out your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood." And then verse 16, it tells them how to change, to make the offerings acceptable. "Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do good." Unleavened bread is coming out of sin, ceasing to do evil, and placing into our lives the correct things that we're meant to be doing, the correct attitudes, getting rid of the leavened lump that was in us. So the first people here were offering with malice and with wickedness, but they were offering what was commanded, but it was not acceptable. We need to offer sincerely or genuinely and in truth. It's not what we do physically that makes it acceptable. It's what we do physically in conjunction with our spiritual attitude in the giving. We are commanded to wash ourselves and to cease to do evil. God is very precise in how offerings are to be given. He knows exactly what he wants, and he tells us what he wants. There is a specific way in what he wants to be offered, and how things are to be offered, what to be offered, and why they are to be offered. Turn with me, please, to Leviticus 24. We can see here the way in which the showbread offering was to be made and set out. It's not just that the showbread were made and offered. There is a very specific way in which this was done. And in verse 5 of chapter 24 of Leviticus, "And you shall take fine flour and bake 12 cakes with it. 2/10 of an ephah shall be in each cake. You shall set them in 2 rows, 6 in a row, on a pure table before the Lord. And you shall put pure frankincense on each row, that it may be on the bread for a memorial, an offering made by fire to the Lord." Now, humanly, you could approach it and say, well, as long as we give the showbread offering, that's acceptable. You know, if we don't use fine flour, we could use, you know, lower grade flour, and we could use the money we save to help the poor. You know, that's, you know, helping the poor, that's obviously doing good. And, well, okay, I prefer how 3 rows of 4 looks rather than 2 rows of 6. would that be acceptable to God? Well, we've heard what happened when the wrong fire was put on by the priests. God underlined that with a big no. That was not acceptable. God tells us how to give an offering, and he expects us to do it in that way. Now, we used to be taught by some people that... I've got my notes out of order here. Yes, I've put my wrong numbers on the pages. I've put page 4 on page 3 notes. Sorry, just stepping back. How we approach our offerings this afternoon, do we think that is any less important than how the showbread was prepared? I think we would all agree that it is not. We are taught that we are to give what we are able. It doesn't matter if it is the 2 pennies that the widow gave or whether it is more. It has got to be done in the correct attitude to make it a genuine or a sincere offering. The Pharisees threw the equivalent of probably hundreds or thousands of pounds in to the offering basket, but their attitude was wrong and it was not acceptable. We are told to evaluate how we have been blessed and to give in accordance with how we have been blessed. It's not a case of sticking our hand in our pocket 10 minutes before the offering, seeing what we've got in our pocket and saying, yeah, that will do. Paul also said in 1 Corinthians that we are to keep these days in truth. Understanding why we give an offering is very important. If we, as God called out people, give an offering that is not in accordance with the way that God wants it, or why we are to give an offering, it won't be a genuine offering. It won't be acceptable to God. We were taught by certain people that we are to give an offering because we love God. I mean, after all, Deuteronomy 6:5 says, we are to love the Lord thy God with all our heart, our soul and our might. And that's the reason why we give an offering. Well, let's turn to Exodus 23 to actually see why we give an offering. We are to give an offering on the holy days throughout the year. And this one we're just going to look at is going to be unleavened bread. Exodus 23 verse 15. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. You shall eat unleavened bread 7 days as I commanded you, at the time appointed in the month of Abib. For in it you came out of Egypt. None shall appear before me empty. We give an offering because we are commanded to come before the Lord, or not to come before the Lord empty. We give an offering because we are commanded to give an offering, not because we love God. Yes, we are to love God with our heart, our mind, our soul and our might, but that is not the reason why we give an offering. Likewise, God does not accept the offerings given by those who believe that they are giving it correctly, but who are following the false lies and the false teachings without challenging them, without referring back to God's word. Whether they give it in accordance with what God asks for physically, but in the wrong mindset, it won't be acceptable. If we received a forged £10 note in our change, but we didn't know it was forged, and we went on during the day and we spent that £10 note believing it to be real, does that make it a real, genuine £10 note? I think you'll find the Bank of England would not agree that that was legal tender. Merely believing what we are doing is right is not enough. We need to look back at God's word and see whether what we are doing is right, and if it is not, to do it in accordance with what God has asked us to do. So in conclusion, Paul instructed us to keep these days of unleavened bread with sincerity and in truth. In other words, genuinely and in accordance with what God wants. Everything that is done within those days has to be done in this way, which includes the giving of the offering. If it is not in accordance with God's word, it won't be acceptable. We need to understand why we are giving that offering, what we are to offer, and to prepare for it correctly, and to give it in the way that it is meant to be given. So we'll now be taking up an offering, during which the special music will be He Who Dwells Within Your Secret Place, and it will be sung by Mrs. Paula Henderson and accompanied by Mr. Bowles.